Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I want to talk to you guys about something very specific. I'm not going to jump around with the news like I normally do. So it'll be pretty much about what's going on in the housing market and how everyone's saying, is there a housing recession or a correction? I'm just like, it's the same thing. But first, I want to say thank you guys tremendously. If you bought my book, thank you very much because it was the number one new release, which is amazing. It's been a bestseller since it's been out. I'm trying to hit number one bestseller. I was at number seven for a while. I'm hanging out around number seven. I can only be number one new release for the first 30 days. So again, thank you guys for buying it. If you did buy the book, please leave a review. And I have one more push this week that I'm trying to do to see if I can get to the number one bestseller. I'm at seven, like I said, and you know, with some more help, I could get there. So if you haven't bought the book, please buy it. It's a great book. And again, if you have bought it, please leave me a review. That would be much appreciated, especially on Amazon. So thank you guys again. Keep buying it. I mean, the book's going to be out forever. So, you know, if you don't get it now, if you don't have the money, but get it at some point in time, it's on Audible. It's on Kindle, so you don't have to get the hard copy. Get a Kindle or the audio book, and it sounds pretty good. I listened to it the other day, and it sounds good as well. And if you have Audible, you can listen to it for free if you have a membership or whatnot. Or if you sign up for a membership, you can get it for free. But anyway, guys, thank you again, and I hope it's been helpful to you. All right, guys, now back to it. I want to touch on, it's funny, my friend texted me this morning, and we're going to get to the recession thing, but my friend texted me this morning, and he says, hey, if the economy crashes and history repeats the crash, my question is, what has been done to bring the people out of this? They talk about the crash, but I don't see people talk about how they can come out of it. My response to him was, it happens every 7 to 10 years. And every time people do come out of it, some people come out rich, some people come out more broke. It's intentional. It's a capitalism cycle. The way you come out is start a business, save money before and during, and you buy stocks and real estate when they drop real low, you know, you can get them at a good price and when they get cheap. I said, people usually don't spend as much money on things like traveling, going out and things like that. And that's how some people get out of the recession. That was my advice to him. And so the same thing to you guys. He's right. They never talk about how to get out of a recession. They always talk about this recession and this and this and that. But the mainstream never tells you what to do to get out of it, which, again, they leave it to us. We have free will, I guess, to do what we want to do. But that's the disconnect, I think, that we have with the media. And that's why people are so fed up with mainstream media, because they push all of these different agendas and propagandas to either make people scared and obviously to make people scared. And if you go back to the Julius Caesar's days, they did this kind of stuff to control the economy or to control the population. So as time goes on, things just innovate. So this goes along with what's happening right now. They'll tell you about all of these things and they'll fear factor you into doing certain things. And that's how they do demand destruction, which is what the Federal Reserve is doing right now. So they're going to keep pushing this narrative for a long time until the economy gets to where they think is right. And then they'll start to do what they do again and turn the cycle around. And then those people that made a lot of money and sold when the economy was at the peak, they're going to get back in and do it all over again. And so that's why mark a cycle every 7 to 10 years. And so back to this housing correction or recession thing. It's like the media always needs something to talk about. And the reason why they're pushing this narrative now is because the way the housing market goes is how the economy goes. Real estate is the largest asset class in the world. So if real estate is doing well, that's going to put pressure on the economy if like jobs and things like that aren't doing well. And that's where a lot of inflation is. So you have to do demand destruction in the housing market to bring the prices back down, to lower lending, because in order for money to get into the economy, it has to go through commercial banks. It has to go through lending. Either it's a commercial loan for real estate or mortgage loan, or it's a business loan. It's something, some type of loan. That's how money gets into the system. So they're trying to bring that back down. And the only way you can do that is through demand destruction with higher interest rates. And this is what's happening in the economy. The difference with the reason why we have high inflation is because they gave the money directly to people. It didn't go through the banking system like it generally does. If it would have went through the banking system like it always does, inflation wouldn't have been as high. But since they went directly to us and sent us checks directly or put money into our bank account, it bypassed all of those type of regulations that you have to go through with like getting a loan. You don't have to do any of that. And then when the SBA gave out all those loans, it wasn't any kind of approval needed. I mean, you just put in your social security number if you had a decent credit score. They didn't check tax returns. They didn't check any of that. So that money got into the system so much faster than it generally would when you go through an underwriting process. And that's why inflation's so high. And so they're trying to bring it back down. That was a big mistake that they caused. So as far as us being in a housing recession or correction, it's the same thing. When you're in a housing recession, obviously the home prices are going to decline. So it's going to cause a correction because obviously they need to get the prices back down. And if you're in a housing recession, which that title or that definition is a new definition. It's like they're trying so many different ways to not call the fact that we're in a recession. You took the definition away of 2 quarters of negative growth, and now you want to call for us being in a housing recession. If we're in a housing recession, we're in an overall recession. And so they're just making up these different terms, man. And it's so mind blowing. Like if it's a dog, call it a dog. If it's a cat, call it a cat. And they're doing so much to avoid that. And so, again, you on my last podcast, I said they're doing a lot of deflecting because we're coming up on midterms in a couple months. And that's the reason for them doing the whole student loan thing. They could have did this 6 months ago. They could do it 6 months from now. But they're choosing to do it right before the election for whatever reason. Each party's going to do what they do. But as far as us being in a housing recession or a correction, again, they're just trying to throw something out there to fear factor people because they don't want people to keep spending. They don't want people to get mortgages. So they're pushing the narrative of we're in an 8-month home builder and all these other different statistics that they're throwing out, which these stats are true. But they're pushing them a lot more now because they need to bring the housing market back down. They need to basically ruin the economy. So if you know what their plan is, you've heard me say this before, that's how you make money. Anytime the government is doing something, you need to figure out what they're doing. Like they give tax credits for solar panels. I think it's up to like $14,000 to $25,000 or $30,000 for a tax credit for solar panels. Throw a couple solar panels on your house. They're talking about doing green energy. Buy green energy stocks. They're talking about doing a housing recession, or they're talking about we're in a housing recession, or they're going to, you know, keep doing demand destruction to bring these prices down. Go out there and buy the real estate investing diet. You know, I had to throw that plug in there. But honestly, go and get that book, because if you know what they're doing, then you know how to maneuver. In my book, I break down how to maneuver in the situation, because there's going to be a ton of REO properties. There's going to be a ton of foreclosures. There's going to be a ton of things going on with the housing market, because that is how they're going to bring the economy down. If you know this, you should be prepared. This is going to be an 18 to 24 month thing. Pick up the book, read the book, study the book. You're not going to be able to take advantage right now, because even with us doing our outreach, we're finding that people are still in denial. We're reaching out to people who are in foreclosure or going toward foreclosure, and they're not calling us back. And they're going to wait till the last minute. So people are still in denial because I believe they think that the Federal Reserve is going to bail them out again. The Federal Reserve cannot bail them out again because they have too much debt. And so as time progresses, as these prices start to come down, as the economy starts to get worse, there's going to be more and more people that are going to be in distressed situations. If you read the book, we break it down how to do that. I give you so many different examples on how to do that. I even talk about ways that you can use hard money in the book, even after this process is over. So again, I'm going to tell you to pick that book up, not because I wrote it, just because it is a really good book. And it'll show you what to do for the next 18 to 24 months. And like I was saying to him, if Marco cycles every 7 to 10 years, you got to play the game. What did Denzel say in Training Day? This is the game, right? You got to learn how to play it. That's my job and that's your job. And this shit ain't checkers. It's chess. And they know that. It's up to us to figure out how to play the game.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about. And now you can too with InvestFAR. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
If you go back to the Paul Revere days when all of this stuff first started, it's the same game. It's never going to be a different game. The game just changes. The game evolves over time, but it's still the same thing. You got to learn the rules. And I was telling one of my friends the other day, he was complaining about the system. And I'm like, man, the system is the system. Instead of complaining about it, learn how to do what you need to within the system. I said, man, you're going to always be stuck in the matrix because you're choosing to complain about it versus figure out how to get out of it. And so like people like to villainize people that figured out the system and they made money. It's like Jeff Bezos, for example, he became, you know, a billionaire, but no one was giving him a hard time when he was sitting in his garage or he was sitting at his computer. It took him 20 years to get to the level where he is right now, but nobody talks about that. No one talks about those people when they're in year two or when they're year three. I know this one guy who lives in LA. He chose to live in his car for 2 years, And he, after the 2 years is up, he was worth like, I think he's worth like $7 million now. But no one talks about this man sleeping in his car while everybody else is out partying or spending money. No one talks about the sacrifices that are being made when people figure out the system. And once they learn it, they move around in it like they should or like they're supposed to, because the game is free. The game is on the website. The game is on the IRS website. Once you go there and learn the game, you know how to maneuver it. People are trying to come at certain folks that become wealthy or that make a lot of money. But you got to be crazy to think that the people that have a net worth the size of a small country are not going to figure out how to avoid paying taxes. That's the crazy part that I think the politicians aren't understanding. You got geniuses that are worth the size of small countries. You think they're not going to know how to avoid paying taxes? Who's going to be left holding that bag? The middle class and the poor people. And that's the issue that we have. So it's like, don't villainize the people that sacrifice for 15 or 20 years. I mean, for example, I've been living in the same place for the last 7 or 8 years. I could have moved somewhere. I could have gotten a nicer car. There's a lot of things that I could have done differently, but I made this sacrifice to do exactly what I'm doing right now and to live how I'm doing right now. And then in a year or two from now, when I'm where I want to be, then I'm going to make the major moves that I want. And I'm going to let my assets pay for my lifestyle. That's what I don't think people understand. They take their hard-earned money, their 40, 45 hours a week, and they take that money and they go out there and they spend it. So you bust your ass to do all this stuff and you're like, well, I want to treat myself. You go out there and take care of yourself, but look, you're still stuck in the same situation. And it's like, nah, man, if you want something, if you want a new car, if you want a new house, you need assets. And then once you get those assets and they start cash flowing, you allow those assets to pay for whatever it is that you want. I never use any of my money that I have coming in to go out here and get a new car, to go out here and do anything. I reinvest everything, and people always complain about people that got a lot of money, but they don't understand how long-term wealth is created. It's created through compounding habits and things like that. So I think there's a disconnect with wealth and people getting rich because of media, especially now with social media. I think there's a misconception because they see people purchasing certain things and they think that's that person's lifestyle. And it really is not. I saw this girl, I was reading an article 2 years ago, and this girl went into debt up to $30,000 because she was trying to become an influencer on Instagram. And she spent all her money trying to live this certain lifestyle in hopes that her Instagram takes off. So she looked like she was living this lavish lifestyle, but she was borrowing it. So she ended up being in $30,000 worth of debt. It's an illusion. And I think the disconnect is that people think long term is like, I don't know, 6 months or a year. That's not long term, man. Long term wealth is the course of 5 to 10 years or more. And many people don't have the discipline to do what those people that got super rich or wealthy or became decamillionaires, they don't have the same ability to lock in like those people do. So we shouldn't villainize people that make those sacrifices for those lengths of time to become successful. Like, you should praise that and be like, you know what? Or strive to be that person, because it is a lot of work. So for example, I wrote this book in 2020. It just now came out in August of 2022. It's a long-term thing. I came up with the idea for InvestFAR in 2017. 2021 is kind of just now getting moving. It's like, so think about all that time in between then. And so if I become truly successful with writing the book or with the mobile app, the amount of stress and late nights and not eating and being sick, I mean, it's worth it, but I shouldn't be villainized for it. And so that's the disconnect that I think we have in our society, and it's unfortunate. But with the whole housing thing, if many of you guys listen to what I'm saying, if you go out and you pick up the real estate investing diet and you do exactly what that diet says, in 5 to 7 years from now, when you are super rich and it's because of the hard work, you will get it. You will understand. And I think a lot of people don't understand the amount of work that goes into getting to a certain level, having a certain net worth and living a certain lifestyle. And it's really not that easy. So you all have that opportunity because we are in the beginning stages. And if you were to go and you would do your research on the market that you're in and you get into real estate, when this thing comes back to year 8 or 9, when those asset prices are back to where they were the last year or two, then you're going to be one of those people on the other side, right? You're going to be one of those people that got rich in the last recession, and then you're going to stay rich because you're going to know exactly what to do when that market turns around because you're learning how to do it right now. And in all honesty, man, it's really not that hard. The hardest part is staying consistent. The hardest part is not giving up. The hardest part is doing the education and learning about the different things you need to learn about in whatever field you're trying to enter, whether it be real estate or start a business. You just need to do the work to figure that stuff out. And once you figure it out, the hardest part is really just staying consistent and just getting after it and staying on the course for like 5 to 10 years. Because after that, once you do it once, you're generally not going to have to do it again because you have enough money. So then when this thing comes back to the next 7 to 10 years, you do the same thing. You got the money to do it. When it happens again, the next 7 to 10 years, you do it again. You just keep doing it over and over again. But the first thing you got to do is figure out how to do it. You got to put the work in to learn how to do it. So this is what you should be worrying about right now. As of today, I am a regular contributor to USA Today for their articles based on the housing market and the economic outlook. So like I was telling them, $2.7 trillion mortgage dilemma that the Federal Reserve has. They can't unwind their balance sheet. If they unwind their balance sheet, then we're not going to have a correction. We're going to have a collapse in the next 18 to 24 months. Keep an eye out on that, because in 2008, the Federal Reserve had mortgage-backed securities. That's part of what they do when they're doing quantitative easing. So in 2008, they tried to unload those mortgage-backed securities and no one wanted to buy them. It went no bid. So nobody, all those mortgage-backed securities that they could sell for a certain amount of interest, nobody wanted them. And when that happened, the entire mortgage industry collapsed. And that's how we had the last housing crash in 2008. This year, about 3 months ago, that happened again. No one wanted to buy it. Like Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. So with you knowing that, with this information that I'm giving you, what should you be doing? You should be in preparation mode for what's probably going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, there's still a housing recession or correction, so you'll still be able to buy properties. Oh, but if there is a mortgage collapse, then you're going to be in a way better situation by you knowing exactly what to do. So guys, I hopped on here and I did a quick rant because of what he sent me. And then because of what I'm just seeing with the media just pushing out these different things. And I kind of want to give you my thoughts on what you should be doing, especially with the housing market and especially with the noise that's going on. The only reason why this news is circulating like this is because they know that it's coming and they want it to come. So with that being said, be prepared. Get the book or not. Get somebody's book about real estate investing and learn. Learn what to do. Learn what's coming so you can prepare and take advantage of it. All right, guys. Take care.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.